really, we just wanted to keep it as simple as possible, bare minimum, so that the race was as pure as the route itself. Get a boat without an engine, go to Alaska.
The starting horn will sound June 4th this summer in Port Townsend, Washington, with the finish line at Ketchikan's Thomas Basin Boat Harbor. Beatty made his first trip to Ketchikan this week to figure out some logistics and introduce the race to Ketchikan residents.
You know, I don't know what it's like to live in Ketchikan, but I know what it's like to live in a tourist town. And it's nice to have something that isn't for tourists.
The race is designed as an antithesis to the comfortable cruise, and like the race itself, the people who've signed up are a bit wild. Among them are a chin-up champion, a French sailor, a Canadian kilt manufacturer, and a record-holding stand-up paddleboarder. But no Alaskans and no women yet. The race is still accepting applications.
I don't think at this point we said no to anyone, but we've asked enough hard questions that they came up with the conclusion themselves.
With no class divisions for sizes or types of watercraft, there's been a lot of speculation about what boat will finish first. Maybe a sailboat or a rowboat or something altogether new.
There are at least four new boat designs that have been developed for this route, for this race. You know, everything from traditional Polynesian design, but done in carbon fiber, down to more accessible marine plywood and epoxy sort of construction.
Beatty likes to think the race is a combination.
A cross between the traditional canoe journeys of, you know, the native people have been plying this route since time began, mixed with the winner-take-all sort of gold rush energy that that route really became famous for in sort of the European culture.
While other adventure races may give out more prize money overall, the $10,000 for first is the biggest purse for water sport in the world.
And it's the only race I know of that gives out steak knives for second prize.
Yes, although a serious endeavor, Race to Alaska maintains a lightheartedness about it, including its homage to the cutthroat sails competition in the 1992 movie Glengarry Glen Ross.
As we're adding a little something to this month's sales contest, as you all know, first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize is a set of steak knives.
Beatty says one contestant told him he's specifically after those knives. There are also a few racers after nothing more than the experience, using the race as an excuse for adventure. In Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.